Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Shimon. The Yasser, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Shimon. The Yasser, Yehuda, Ben Gerim, Gabay. So the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Shimon were sitting. I'm having a lot of mouth there. The Yasser, Yehuda, Ben Gerim, Gabay. And Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Gerim was also with him. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda va'omer, kama noy ma'asein shel umazo. How nice are the initiatives and the actions of the Roman Empire. Tiknu shvakim, tiknu gesharim, tiknu merchatzos. Look at all the marketplaces they've established, the bridges they've built, the bathhouses they provide. Rabbi Yossi shasak. Rabbi Yossi kept quiet. Nana Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'omar kol ma she'tiknu lo tiknu el l'tzorach atzmon. Everything they did was for purely selfish and immoral purposes. Tiknu shivokin lahoshiv bahen zonos. That's that's what they want out of the marketplaces, to have a place to station the zonos. Merchatzaos for a hedonistic impulse. La'aden bohen atzman, gisharim litol mehen meches. The only reason they're interested in bridges is to charge you $8 every time you go over the bridge. Palach Yehuda ben Gerim v'sibra divrehem v'nishnu l'malchus. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and he repeated it. Rashi says he didn't repeat it. He didn't go to Masur. To the Roman Empire. Sipra devem, the Talmida, v'lo ove, v'imo, v'lo lahashmir l'malchus, v'nishmal yodah l'malchus. Like maybe the Kesef Mishnah he quotes it, but the Chofetz Chaim certainly quotes that this Gemara illustrates one of the definitions the Rambam gives of Lashon Hara. Even if a person is not saying anything which is really negative, but a person is saying something that if it will be heard and repeated, will cause damage to someone, so that's also lashon hara. Okay, so we know the rest of the story, that the Roman Empire issues a death sentence, a death verdict for Reb Shimon bar Yochai, and then he runs away with his son Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, goes to the cave, spends 12 years there, and that's where he composes the Zohar HaKadosh. Let's try perhaps to understand a little bit the sequence, the Hishtalshelus HaDvarim here. It's interesting that this same dialogue which you have here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, so the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that same dialogue takes place, La'osid Lavo, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'osid Lavo, takes the Sefer Torah, Kaviyachol, Umanicho b'cheiko. V'omer, mi she'osak bo yavo v'yitol schorah. Whoever has been osak, and whoever was osak in Torah, should come and collect his reward. So nichnas, so all the umos, the olam come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let them come one by one. The Roman Empire comes and says that harbe shvakim tekinenu, tekninu, habi mechatzos, asinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them, shotem sheva olam kol masha asisem l'torach atzmachem asisem. Tikantem shvakim lehoshev an zonos mechatzos lahad la'adim bohen atzmachem. And then Malchus Paris comes, the Persians come, and they say, harbe gisharim gisharnu, we built many, many bridges. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Kol ma she'asisem l'tzorach atzmachem asisem. Tikantem gesharim litol mehem meches. You were just interested in collecting the tolls. Parenthetically, this is not what we're going to talk about. Seems like if their motivation had been pure in building the shvakim and the mechatzos and the gesharim, so that would have been an answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's invitation was, then Misha Osak Batara Yavo Vital Scharo. So they should have come and they should have said, we farenfed this kasher of Kivager and we were mefalpel in this ktzos. No, they come and say, that we built Shvakim, Kadesha Yasku Yisrael Batari. Sounds like Megvar. Had that been true, the Taka would have been entitled to the Schar, even though the invite was for Misha Osak Batari. Hello, Dovahu. But what's fascinating here is that what Rav Shimon Vayochai says, what he said in when he was sitting together with Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, loss of love. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, still in Olam Hazeh, was able to understand and project that perspective which Chazal associate with Lo'osid Lovel. And Yitachin, the Pshat is as follows. In Olam Hazeh, the Gemara at the end of the third parak in Pesachim, it's an Olam Hofuch, it's an Olam Sheker. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had both the gadlus and the courage to have a perspective which transcended Olam Hazeh. It's interesting. The Gemara in Brachos has a discussion whether on Dav Zayin, whether it's mutter lehizgaros or also lehizgaros with Rishon in Olam Hazeh. Again, whenever you have the Lashon Olam Hazeh, again, it means because of the imperfection that exists. So Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem B'shem V'yochoi, that Mutal L'Hizgaros B'Rishon B'Olam Hazeh. So, again, what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's gadlus was, what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had the courage, again, he was able to transcend all the Olam Hazeh Dika perspective. And what HaKadosh Baruch was going to say, La'asad Lava, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was already saying in Olam Hazeh. So now let's come back to that famous Gemara in Shabbos. Maybe you can understand a little bit Omek Hadvar. If we try to give a, albeit simplistic, and it's a little bit of a Tati Desasri, but an exoteric, a nigla dika definition of nistar. So let's try to take again a exoteric definition of nistar. So what would that be? So it could be it would run something as follows. Let's say mitzvah's tefillin, hilchos tefillin. So on a level of nigla, so we deal with our lachas. You have an arm, you have a kiboris, you have to know where to place the tefillin shel yad on the kiboris, where did the tefillin shel rosh go on the head. So nigla relates Torah to Olam Hazeh. Torah Sanistar relates Torah to other spheres and other levels and other worlds which we don't necessarily see. It comes and tells us what the spheres the tefillin shel yad correspond to, and what tefillas and what spheres the tefillin shel rosh correspond to. Not an Olam Hazeh Dika perspective. So Torah HaNistar, again, it tells us, it interprets Torah, it relates Torah to other levels of existence which transcend Olam Hazeh. The pshat is like this. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, again, he had the gadlus, he had the courage. Again, they were living under the iron fist, the iron rule of the Malchus HaRishah of the Roman government. And nevertheless, he had the gadlus and the courage to have a perspective which transcended Olam Hazeh, right? Which is the perspective that HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asad Lavo is going to articulate. So what was the midah keneged midah? So what happened? It wasn't stam that he ran away to the cave, and b'schus that, right? B'schus that courage and that insistence and that determination, again, to have a perspective which transcends the sheker of the here and now, because he had that perspective, again, beyond the Olam HaZadika perspective, b'schus that, so Shimon Bar Yochai was mechaber the Zohar and was zocher to the pnimius of Torah. So in Kainim Dvarenu Eile, so Lag BaOmer is a day to reflect a little bit on this midah of Emes. To reflect on midah of Emes in terms of to what extent do we, for ourselves or others, sort of water down or adulterate parts of Torah which don't seem to go so well with our own subjective inclinations, with the world and society in which we find ourselves. That's one area where to look for MS. Another area to look for MS. The Gemara in Shabbos again famously says that each of the letters which comprise the word sheker each stand on one leg, right? That the shin actually converges to one point, as do the kuf, the resh. They each stand on one, meaning something easily knocked over. Masha and Kain, the letters of which comprise the word emes, so that's ka'i. So that's they have they're more stable and more deeply rooted. So the pshat is that to be emes, so something has to not only be factually true, but to be emes, it has to be something that's enduring. And something which has no kiyum is not emes. It may be factually true, but it's not emes. So another again, like BaOmer, the Yom Tov of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Hilul of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, a day of emes, is also a chance to look into our lives and see to what extent we're geared, we're focused on that quality which defines MS, mean that it's koi, that it's something which lasts and which endures. And to what extent, and to last and to endure, means that the perspective that we have to have is that perspective which Rashbi had, a perspective which transcends Olam Hazeh Dika concerns and considerations, but rather a perspective which will hopefully converge with that the Ribon Shalom is going to tell us lo asad lavo
v'tevach.